Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, guys? You know who it is. You know who it is, right? It is me, Jarrell Jackson, better known as Life Coach Jarrell. And it's Podcast Wednesday. It's Podcast Wednesday. I know, right? I know, right? So, guys, I want to say I do apologize for not doing a podcast on last week. I just didn't have anything. I didn't have any messages. I didn't have anything that I needed to inspire or share with you guys. So it was like an off week for me, which means that I took like last Wednesday and I just chilled out and I relaxed. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to wait until the upcoming week. And when the messages or if a message comes, I'll definitely be able to share it with you guys. And man, is tonight gonna be it's gonna be a good podcast. Yeah, I think you're gonna get a lot out of it. But before I even go any further, you guys know I have to do the roll call. So thank you so much, Anchor.fm, for allowing me to use this podcast station to share my messages of love, wisdom, and light. Shout out to Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Google Play Music, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher, as well as iHeartRadio and Spotify. So thank you guys so much for the constant love, the constant support. And thank you for just allowing me to do what I do. So yeah, tonight's podcast, guys, it's funny. And I take full responsibility for it. But you're going to get something good out of this podcast tonight. So at my job, I'll go backwards. There's a mountain here in Little Rock, Arkansas, and it's called Pinnacle Mountain. And you basically can hike the mountain. Now, when hiking the mountain, you have a red side, you have a blue side, you have a yellow side. Now, the yellow side is basically kind of the easy side. That's the one that most people want to take because you don't have to, in a sense, climb. You just kind of walk, and you may have a couple of boulders that you kind of have to go over. You may have to grab them to kind of get up, but it's not a bad climb. You just have to pace yourself. The climb to get to the top, for me, I can get to the top in a good, I'm going to say about a good 20 minutes. Now, I've never been up the yellow side. I mean, up the blue side. But the blue side is a little bit tougher, and then the red side is basically hell. Like, it is ridiculous. A lot of people don't like going up the red side. So I was talking about it so much at my job that I started to inspire people. So a couple of us went up and climbed this past Saturday. And so as we're climbing up the yellow side, you know, my mojo is running. I'm solid. I'm good. I'm looking at everybody else and I'm like, man, waiting on everybody to catch up, you know, having a really good time. And we're talking, we're bonding, we're all laughing. We're talking about what are our plans for the upcoming week. Just a good experience for teammates and also friends to just get out of the office, to get out of the work environment and to just do something as a group. So as we finally kind of start making our way to the top, one of the guys says, well, Jarrell, we're almost to the top. So what's going to be the message for today? And usually whenever we get to the top, we talk about something spiritual or how to be better men or how to be better people. And it's just a really good bonding experience. So Saturday, we get to the top and I say, honestly, there's no message. I don't think there's anything to talk about. I just think we should just enjoy this moment on this mountain. So we stayed up top, you know, for about a good anywhere between 15 and 20 minutes. So as we were going down, we were like, OK, well, let's go ahead and leave. So we start walking down and I said, one guy went to the left and I was like, no, we didn't come up that way. We came up this way. So we need to come back and go this way. And they were like, well, Jarrell, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I mean, this is the way we came up the mountain. So technically, the way you came up should be the way that you go back down, right? So they was like, well, okay. So the guy says, well, let's trust Jarrell. They said, well, let's trust Jarrell and, you know, since he know where to go. So as we're walking, and we're going down, I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't remember seeing any of all of this wooded area. And there was a total of six of us. And, or was it five? Let me see. It was a total of five of us. So out of the five, three were really, really ahead of us. 14-year-old, a 19-year-old, and then my other teammate, and I think he's like 44. Me and another guy, we were kind of closer together and kind of up top. And my gut feeling was telling me that, Jarrell, I think you took the wrong way. I don't think that this is right. I really don't think this is right. And I told the guys all the way down at the bottom, I said, hey, I think we need to turn around because I don't think this is the right direction. So they say, well, I think if we just keep going down or keep following the trail or the path, we'll eventually end up on the right path. And I was like, guys, I just really don't think this is right. So they said, well, come on, let's just keep going. What happened, guys, was I took them down the red side, like the hard side. And we started seeing like red markings. And I said, guys, we are on the red side. We are on the difficult side. When I tell you, I slipped and fell. Two of the other guys slipped and fell. One of them actually like rolled and fell, like kind of going a little bit down the mountain. And he was hurt. And I felt like really, really bad. And so in the midst of us walking down, I said, well, everybody be quiet, because if we silence ourselves, we can listen for voices and we can see if we can hear people. Because if we can hear people, then we can go closer to where the people are. I said, so we may need to either cut to the left or cut to the right, but I don't think we need to continue going down. So we heard people, so we started going over to the right. And so I told the guy that I was up there with, I said, well, the message for today has finally come. And he says, okay, well, what is it? I said, the message is, in life, all you have to do is make one wrong turn or one wrong decision, and it will completely take you off of your path. And that path that you will eventually go down, it's going to be tough. It's going to be scary. It's going to be unfamiliar. It's going to make you want to turn around. You are going to beat yourself up because you thought you knew where you were going and what you wanted or who you wanted. And reality was that sometimes you think you know what's best for you until you get in a really, really tight, like tough and sticky spot, and you have no choice but to go through it. And they looked and they said, man, you know what? That's real. And I said, because we're doing more work getting down this mountain than we did going up. And we know that we're on the hard side. So now we are, in a sense, taking precautions. We're slowing down. We are paying attention to where we're stepping. We're evaluating. We're working together as a group because we don't want to hurt ourselves. And then we don't want to get in a much worse situation than what we are. And that's how life is, guys. When you take the wrong step, or you kind of venture off on the wrong path, or you find yourself in a situation that is unfamiliar and you know that it is not good for you, sometimes you have to stop and you have to listen. You have to listen to that voice, and whatever that voice may be for you, if it is your gut feeling, if it's God, if it's spirit, if it's universe, whatever you believe in, if it's the ancestors, you know, whatever. But sometimes you have to stop and you have to silence your mind and you have to listen to a higher power and you have to go closer to what is familiar to get you back on track. Not only that, but in this life, guys, you got to slow down a minute and you have to watch every move that you make from this point on after you've known that you've kind of made a bad decision. You've got to be very, very cautious. You've got to strategize, you've got to breathe, you've got to pay more close attention, you've got to take very, very, very small steps, because one large step in the wrong direction can cause you to ricochet and go downhill even faster, and you don't want that. And as I was climbing down this mountain, I just told myself, Jarrell, one step at a time. Yeah, you thought that you were going the right way, and you didn't. But guess what? They trusted you, and you all are working together. And the reality of this is, the next time that you guys go to climb this mountain, you know what side not to go down. And isn't that an amazing experience about life? You know, people say, how many times do you have to bump your head in order for you to get it? It only took me going down the wrong side of that mountain one time to know that the next time I climb, that is not the direction that I'm gonna go. And ask yourself in your life, what situations and what obstacles are you constantly tackling and you're failing at them and you're rolling down the hills and you're scarring up yourself and you're putting yourself deeper and deeper and deeper in debt, deeper, deeper, deeper in depression, deeper, deeper, deeper in self-hate. Like, how much longer will you stay in situations that you know are not serving you well? How long will you keep rolling down this hill or this thing called life when you can simply stop, redirect your steps, listen to something greater, learn from the previous mistakes, and choose better? So guys, as we're going on down the hill, so we finally make it to flat land. And so we say, okay, well, we need to follow the red marks. So we ask somebody, we say, hey, are we on the right path to the parking lot? And they was like, oh yeah, just keep going. And then you'll end right up in the parking lot. So we were like, okay, cool. So then we start walking. And so we was like, okay, well, there's the parking lot. Now we walk to the parking lot and we're like, wait a minute, this is not where we parked. And we was like, no, it's not. So as we're walking, there is a park ranger and she stopped and we was like, hey, you know, we're trying to get to the main entrance of the parking lot, but we don't know where we are. And so she starts laughing. She says, well, you guys came down on the total opposite side of the mountain. And we were like, are you serious? And she said, yeah. But this is what blew me away. She said, guys, she said, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You're not the only ones who do this because people do it all the time. That's another nugget that I want you guys to take with you in life. You are not the only one who makes mistakes. You are not the only one who doesn't get it right the first time. You are not the only one who thought that going one way was the best way, but it actually turned out not to be the best. You are not the only one who's made a huge decision, not only for you, or maybe you and your family, or maybe you in education, or whatever the case may be, and it actually turned out to not be the best decision. You are not in this thing called life alone. But what you do have to realize is that if you can stop along the way and you can ask for help, there will be people that will guide you in the right direction to get you back on track. So the lady says, well, if you guys just go up this street here, because we were walking, she said, if you want to go up this street right here, all the way up there where the stop sign is, make a left and just keep on walking and you're going to run right into the parking lot. We said, okay, cool. So in my mind, I'm like, well, if we are on the opposite side of the mountain, I'm pretty sure this parking lot is going to be a good distance. So it was about a 30 minute walk. And along this walk, we were all laughing and we were talking. But the reality of it was, is that you can always find your way back to your starting point. All you have to do is you have to just keep going. You have to ask for help along the way. You have to trust yourself. You have to constantly tell yourself that everything is going to be okay. I'm always moving in the right direction. So what, I took a wrong turn, but that wrong turn is still leading me to my final destination. If I can breathe through it, I can make it. If I can pray through it, I can make it. Yeah, if I can make peace with the mistake that I made, I can make it. If I can not beat myself up over the mistake that I made, I can make it even further. So we're walking and we're walking, and then we finally make it to the parking lot. And all the guy says, well, man, you know what? Today, we got a double workout. We climbed up the hill. We had to roll all the way down the hill. Then we had to walk all the way to the car. He says, well, actually, we got a three-part workout. And the guys, we laughed about it. And we said, but you know what? It was all for a good cause. We got a full body workout in. This was a good way to end the week and then to get ready to start the week. And guess what? The next time we get ready to climb, We'll know where to go, how to do it, and we'll beat it the next time. And that's how life is, guys. You don't need to have people around you that are going to constantly beat you up for the mistakes that you make. When you can find people that are willing to see the good and see the blessing in every wrong turn, that is what pushes you to constantly fight and to constantly do better. I don't care about trying to be perfect. I don't care about you trying to be perfect or you people out there in podcast land. Mistakes are meant to be made in order to help you grow. There is absolutely no one in this world who's perfect. There's no one who gets it right the first time. There's no one or who gets it right all the time. Just because your mistake may be bigger than the next person doesn't mean that that their mistake doesn't matter. A mistake is a mistake. But the glory comes when you absolutely learn from that mistake and you choose better. So that's the podcast message for the night. Learn from your mistakes and choose better. And it's just that simple. So don't continue going down that mountain and going through depression and going through anxiety and anger and self-hate and working jobs that you don't like and dating the same type of man or woman with the same type of energies, just different faces, going through financial crises and financial debt and all of that. Like, if you can realize that you've made mistakes and that you're constantly or continuing to make them, and you know that you can choose better and you can do something a different way, I encourage you to keep going through it, keep going through the fight. But when you make it to leveled ground and you make it to your destination, don't repeat the same things that you've done. Pay attention to the steps that you're taking in life, because one wrong step can cost you so much time that you will never be able to get back. One wrong step, one wrong decision can cost you so much energy that it will leave you exhausted, it will leave you tired, it will leave you not even having enough to make it throughout the day or throughout the years of your life. So choose better. Choose better. Choose better. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the story. And I know you guys are probably like, I'm never going hiking with Jarrell ever again, or probably ever in life. But it was all good, though. And I appreciate you guys. And we are in the new quarter of, although actually the last quarter of the year. So today is October 2nd. So this is going to be a really, really interesting last 3 months of the year. So you guys protect your energy, protect your peace. Choose better. So visit the website at www.trustjarrell.com. Please follow me on Facebook at Trust Jarrell Reloaded. You guys can also follow me on Instagram at lifecoach_Jarrell. And once again, I am a certified professional life coach and I do one-on-one coaching sessions. So if you are interested in working with me as a life coach directly, please reach out to me. You can also email me at trustjarrell@gmail.com. Yes, I was a lot of trust derails. But other than that, you guys enjoy your Wednesday. And I will see you guys back here on next week with a podcast. And I'm pretty sure that podcast is going to basically be about my experience at the Chris Brown concert, because I am going to see Chris Brown this Saturday live in concert for the very first time. I'm a huge Chris Brown fan. And I cannot wait to experience him, the show, the music, just all of it. So I'll get at you guys next week. Be blessed. You guys be good. And love yourself more and more every day. Have a good one.